Continuing from the previous session, we will now look at loans which are excluded from the charge under section 455. These include loans made in the ordinary course of business of the company. Therefore, the close company must be a bank or similar moneylender. We must be careful with regards to the decision in Brennan versus the Deanby Investment Company Limited. In this particular case, the company made a series of loans to its chairman and one other loan to an independent person. It was held in this case that, although the chairman was paying commercial interest to the company on the loans, Section 455 still applied because the making of a number of different loans to the same connected person did not constitute the business of a moneylender, and the company therefore lost its appeal. There is also an exclusion for the supply of goods or services in the ordinary course of the trade unless the credit period is longer than normal. There is also an exclusion for loans of no more than £15,000 made to a director or employee who is entitled to no more than 5% of the company's assets on a winding up. When calculating this 5%, we must also take account of holdings owned by his associates. Another issue that we must look at with regard to loans to participators is beneficial loan interest. Where a company makes a loan to a participator and either charges no interest or charges interest below the official rate, a benefit in kind is levied on the participator. Where the participator is an employee or director, this will need to be reported on his P11D. Let us take a look at an illustration of this. Campbell Limited, a close company, lends £10,000 to Ted, who is a participator and employee in the company. The loan is advanced on the 1st of October 2009, and Ted repays it to Campbell Limited on the 30th of September 2010. Assuming that the beneficial interest rate is 7.25%, Ted's benefit in kind will be as follows. For the tax year 2009-10, we look at the period 1st of October 2009 to the 5th of April 2010, which is 187 days, and therefore the benefit will be £371. For the next tax year, 2010-2011, we look at the period 6th of April 2010 to the 30th of September 2010. That is a period of 178 days, and therefore the benefit will be £354. These figures will need to be reported on Ted's P11Ds for those separate tax years. Let us now take a look at the rules relating to benefits received by participators. Where a shareholder is an employee or director of a close company, any benefits he receives are taxed using the normal rules. Therefore, in the absence of any special rules, where shareholders are not directors or employees, they would not pay any tax on benefits they receive. This is the reason for Section 1064, which will treat those benefits as net dividends paid to those shareholders. The net dividend is calculated using the normal benefit rules. Let us take a look at an illustration. Joan receives a company car from Morley Limited, a close company. The car has a list price of £21,000 and an emissions figure of 183 grams per kilometre. She is a shareholder in the company, but not an employee or director. In the tax year 2010-11, she will be treated as receiving a net dividend based on the employment benefit rules. The car has a list price of £21,000. The benefit will be at 24%, that is a base of 15%, plus another 1% for every 5 grams per kilometre over the baseline of 135. That gives us a net dividend of £5,040, which we gross up at 100 over 90 to £5,600. Assuming that Joan is an additional rate taxpayer, the additional rate tax due on that at 42.5%, after taking off the 10% tax credit, will be £1,820. This will be added to her taxable income in 2010-11 and the tax must be paid by the 31st of January 2012. We will now have a look at close investment holding companies. All close companies are close investment holding companies unless they exist wholly or mainly for one of the permitted purposes, which basically are to be a trading company or a member of a trading group, or to make investments in land. Where the company is a close investment holding company, it cannot use the small and marginal company rates of tax. Instead, such companies will always be taxed at the full rate of corporation tax, currently 28%, regardless of the level of its profits. Let us take a look at a summary flowchart showing the tax treatment of benefits in kind paid by close companies. Where a benefit is provided to an employee or director, as far as the individual recipient is concerned, the benefit in kind is taxed in the usual way under the earnings rules and reported on Form P11D. As far as the company is concerned, the cost of providing that benefit is tax deductible in the usual way. As far as a non-working participator recipient is concerned, the individual will be treated as receiving a net dividend equal to the benefit in kind calculated under the earnings rules and will be subject to higher rate tax where appropriate. As far as the company is concerned, the cost of providing that benefit will not be deductible as it is treated as an appropriation from profit. The exception to this rule is the write-off of a loan to a participator. A loan write-off is always treated as a distribution. That concludes this second lecture on close company implications.